You're listening to Ear Candy, and I'm Mark O'Connor. We're going to play some catchy, upbeat, up-tempo pop rock songs. I think we'll get the program started with something from Paper Lions. They're from Prince Edward Island, and they have a song called Felt Like a Kiss. Oh yeah, here on Ear Candy.
Yeah. illness was my bane. But suddenly a sunbeam thrilled me to my weary heart. It was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen. I knew I had to keep my love alive. Keep my love alive. Since I was a baby girl, wanted one thing most in this world. It was to keep my love alive. Yeah, I gotta keep my love alive. Keep my love, keep it alive. Well, oh, I know I gotta keep my love.
Get that one last trill on the guitar. Beautiful, beautiful. That is Heart with Love Alive from Little Queen here on Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. And before that, we heard one from Heather Nova, and I'm going to say Dido, D-I-D-O. She was really popular, I think, in like the early 2000s. And they teamed up for a song called Welcome, which I believe was on a Heather Nova record. So that's Heather Nova and Dido, or Dido. I don't know. Sorry. And we started things off with Felt Like a Kiss from the Paper Lines right out of Belfast. That's Belfast, PEI. Good old Maritime Canadian band. That's a single. And, man, clever, hooky. You know, I'm not a great jam band kind of thing. And certainly what I'm definitely not is I'm not a fan of jam band songwriting. It's one thing to go see a live act and see them jam out, but, you know, a bunch of musicians in a room jamming. It's like songs need structure. They need intros, they need verses, they need choruses, they need hooks, they need very interesting arrangements. And jamming is kind of the antithesis of that kind of writing and construction. That's just my view. I just think Felt Like a Kiss by the Paper Lines was an excellent example of songwriting. Capital S, capital W. Oh, yeah. It's got my imprimatur of approval. Yes. And let's just move on to the next segment. We're going to hear something from the Fratellis. And they're sort of like a pop rock version of the Ramones. Yes. None of the group members have last names Fratelli. Nope. Not at all. Just a made-up last name, same as the Ramones are a made-up last name. So I think you got Baz Ramone, and the main guy, whose name is John Lawler, he becomes John Fratelli. And we're going to hear from a solo record that John Fratelli wrote while his band, the Fratellis, were kind of on hiatus. It looked like maybe they were over, in fact. And he found out life as a solo artist wasn't nearly as fun and lucrative and didn't support himself so well. So he put the band back together. But anyway, he made this solo record called Psycho Jukebox. And it was a really good record. If it had the name Fratellis on it, it would have been a very well-accepted record, in my opinion. We're going to hear a track here on Ear Candy from John Fratelli off the solo record Psycho Jukebox called Tell Me Honey. Enjoy. We'll be right back. One good fast job, easy money. Come on, guys, we can do it. That's Gord Downie and The Sadies. Yes, the Sadies, who've been around a long time on the Canadian music scene. And that's off of their record. I forget what their record was called. But they made a record together. You should check it out. There's only one. And before that, we heard a tune called Sucker for Your Love. That's from 5440. And that's off a record called Walk Like This. I think that's what it's called. I just need to double check that to be sure. Keep On Walking, I'm sorry. It's off a record called Keep On Walking. Sucker for Your Love, 5440, another Canadian musical institution. And we started things off with Tell Me Honey. That is John Fratelli off of his record, Psycho Jukebox. Yeah. So we do upbeat pop rock records here, songs, things to make you feel a little bit better about your day and about how things are going. Things don't always go so great. Sometimes you can be a little bit down, and I always think, well, let's perk you up, you know, some catchy songs. That usually helps me, even in the worst of times, feel a little bit better. You know, it's not a cure-all, but it helps. And we're going to hear something from a record called Nerveless, made by Daniel Romano. We're going to hear a little tune called When We're Alone. Yeah, that seems apropos, doesn't it? Here on Ear Candy, Daniel Romano.
Out of town, I'll be late tonight. how far, little moon? Just a rocket away. 3 nights and a day is all, little moon, little moon. Like a beacon up high, won't you send down a beam? It all starts with a dream, sweetheart. Little moon, little moon. Little flower growing wild as we, it all starts with a seed so small for us all, little flower. Way up in the stars, swirling round tonight, heaven knows the future's ours, way up in the stars.
That's the title track to Grant Lee Phillips' record, Little Moon. A beautiful little piece of pop music, I would say. And before that, we heard a track called Running Out of Time from Canada's Tom Hooper off a record called Cardboard Man. And we started things off with When We're Alone from Daniel Romano off a record called Nerveless, which, like, I think about the expression, you've got a lot of nerve. Well, what about the complete opposite? You've got no nerves at all. You are nerveless. How dare you not say that? You nerveless, whatever. Yeah, well, you can only take that kind of riff so far, and it runs out of gas pretty quick. Show is Ear Candy. I am Mark O'Connor, and we're going to move right along. Keep the music coming. This one here is from Kaz McCombs, And it's a song called Satan Is My Toy, which has got a really great groove. It's kind of like a Tom Waits song insofar as it's just a groove. It doesn't have a build. And he makes up all of these verses, which are really kind of juvenile, but fun nonetheless. You know, you think, I shouldn't be smiling at that. That's really just, that's locker room humor, or that's, you know, the class clown and grade 10 stuff. But I like it anyway. And I think you'll like it too. So, Kaz McCombs, Satan Is My Toy, here on Ear Candy.
Ain't nothing gonna stop this woman. a sickness in my soul. And I don't know, but I've been told it's incurable. There's a darkness in my heart, slowly tearing me apart. It's unbearable. Drop of blood, a lake of tears, baby, after all these years, you're still beautiful. And I've been loved and I've been used, cut wide open, scarred and bruised, I'm unbreakable. Flesh, it heals, I know, hearts, they never mend. Lovers come and go, girl, right now I need a friend. Walk for miles, talk for days, and I keep trying to change my ways, it's so difficult. You kick and scream, you curse and yell, and tell me I should go to hell, it's so typical. Touch my heart, feel my pain, let me know I'm not insane, you're so merciful. Break your heart, I cheat, I lie, and honestly I don't know why I'm so pitiful. Flesh it heals, I know, hearts that never mend. Lovers come and go, girl, right now I need a friend, yeah. There's a sickness in my soul, and I don't know, but I've been told it's incurable. There's a darkness in my heart, slowly tearing me apart, it's unbearable, yeah. Flesh and heals, I know, hearts that never mend. Lovers come and go, girl, right now I need a friend, yeah. There's a sickness in my soul, and I don't know, but I've been told it's incurable.
Yes, indeed. That is Everlast off of his record called Love, War, and the Ghost of Whitey Ford, which I think is an alter ego for that man who goes by Everlast. I forget what his real name is. Everlast will do, right? I mean, do you really want to know that Ringo Starr's real name is Richie Starkey? Yeah, you probably do, but I don't know Everlast's real name off the top of my head, so I can't give you that one. Before that song, we heard Prime of My Life. That's Alana Miles, and off a record called 85 BPM, Beats Per Minute, 85 BPM. Kind of an odd album title, isn't it? And we started off with Kaz McCombs and Satan Is My Toy. And I'd tell you the album that's off of, but I don't know it off the top of my head, so you'll have to look that one up. Yeah, that's what you're going to have to do. All right, the show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor, and we're getting down towards the last bits of the hour. I think I've got time probably to fit in a couple more songs. I'm going to hear something from Blue Rodeo, a little catchy thing called Superstar. And we're also going to hear a catchy thing from Dan Auerbach called Living in Sin. And if I get a chance to come back and say bye, I will, but I might not. But that's okay. You know where to find the show, right? Same time, same place next week. We'll do it all again. Superstar, Blue Rodeo, here on Ear Candy.
Strippers bar, come along, don't worry who you really are, 'cause nobody cares what you left behind. Something that feels right. You're gonna hear me shouting from the top of a mountain. The world's in an awful mess, but you and me were awful blessed. We know we have always been living in sin, living in sin,
Yeah, that's Living in Sin, Dan Auerbach, off a record called Waiting on a Song. And Dan Auerbach is one half of the Black Keys. He's the singer. He's partly the songwriter. He's got a production studio in Nashville. He's produced all kinds of records. He's a very industrious sort. And he and Patrick Carney, the two members of the Black Keys, hail from Akron, Ohio, I do believe. Ohio for sure. And then they moved down to Nashville. Or at least Dan did. And before that, we heard Superstar. That's Canada's own Blue Rodeo off a record called 1,000 Arms. And that's just as poppy a pop song as you're ever going to hear. That's right. Show is Ear Candy. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We're down to our last few seconds, I would guess. I just might give you a bit more Daniel Romano off of his record Nerveless. A little tune called Bored to Love, just to tide you over to make you anticipate next week. You know what? No, I'm going to go with David Bowie. He did a song called Man Who Sold the World. So let's just sign off with a little bit of David Bowie. Come back next week. We'll do it all again.
We passed up on the stairs. Spoke of was and when, although I wasn't there, he said I was his friend.